It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 11th. I'm Ben Johnson. Today we're coming to you with help from our friends at KUT in Austin, Texas. We've been here at the South by Southwest Interactive Conference for several days now, and we've been talking about everything from the future of mobile innovation to new food vending machines. One of the other themes of this year's conference is surveillance, but some of the biggest speakers on that topic, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, didn't show up in person, because if they came into the country, they'd almost certainly be arrested. Edward Snowden called for more leadership in encryption from technology companies yesterday, but before he spoke, his legal advisor Ben Weisner explained that the video feed might be kind of slow.
Please bear with us today. The technology may have some kinks. The video may be a little bit choppy. Our friend is appearing through 7 proxies. So if the video is a little slow...
Proxies, no doubt, that were protecting Snowden's location data. His presence was a reminder that in 2014, speaking via video feed can be complicated for reasons technical and political. While we're on the topic of video, some other ideas about our collective identity hit screens this week. The new Fox show Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey. It's a remake of the popular public television show Exploring the Universe, hosted by the late astrophysicist Carl Sagan. The new host is another astrophysicist who has captured the imagination of a generation of space enthusiasts, Neil deGrasse Tyson. We met up with him at the Intercontinental Hotel in downtown Austin to talk aliens, technology, and computing.
Neil, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on your show. I don't know if I've been on it before.
No, this is the first time.
Bring it on.
Unless there's a multiverse.
A multiverse version of us that have already had this interview.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Let's talk about Cosmos first. You know, I was watching some of the original series and was struck at how dated it feels in terms of the special effects, the spaceship. Tell me about the special effects in your version.
Cosmos now is appearing on network television. We have access to people who have brought their creative visual effects talents to the big screen in blockbuster movies. If there's any project that needs extraordinary visual effects, it's one that involves the universe, because you can't go there. And you can't just put a picture of it. You want to experience phenomena in the universe. It has the power to influence you, not only intellectually, but emotionally, and occasionally, perhaps even spiritually.
If this radio transmission were live, and we were sending it out into the universe, it would go forever, right?
Yes, you can say it'll reach the edge of the universe, but by then, the signal strength might be so low that it would be indistinguishable from the noise of the cosmos itself. So there are certain shows that are on their way out in the universe from the early days, like I Love Lucy or The Honeymooners. They're 60, 70 light years away, which means aliens first decoding our civilizations will use those shows to decide how men and women treat one another.
Speaking of aliens, I like the look on your face as I say this. I just wonder, do you ever think about aliens, if they were to build their own technology, how might they power it? What might they build it from?
I think about aliens all the time. If an alien visited me and was chatting about our culture, I'd be embarrassed to say that we still fight wars over lines in the sand to extract fossil fuels out of the ground so that we can power our automobiles. The alien would just laugh, say, what? They'd say, what's wrong with you? The universe is full of energy. And then they leave and report back to their alien leaders that there's no sign of intelligent life on Earth. I want to get abducted so I can just have these conversations with aliens.
What do you think about the idea that someday you could potentially upload your consciousness onto a computer so that it could continue to exist?
I've read about it. I don't understand it, because I am the sum of my life experiences. If at this instant I upload my mind to a silicon-based chip, and then tomorrow I go to the Bahamas, the chip didn't go to the Bahamas. So, no, if I want to freeze myself in time, yeah, the computer can still think, presumably, but it's not going to have a new idea that for me is stimulated by an experience that happened after the upload date stamp. So I'm cool. I'm okay in my own body having my own life experience. And a computer is not going to the Bahamas. And if it wanted to go, I'm not taking it.
I think that's a good note to end it on. Neil deGrasse Tyson, thank you so much.
Happy to be on.
You can find more video and audio from that interview, all at marketplacetech.org. South by Southwest is billed first and foremost as an exchange of ideas, but that doesn't mean new bits of hardware are hard to find. I've counted more sets of Google Glass here than anywhere else I've been, but we also found a glass competitor in one of the exhibit halls made by Epson Moverio, as in the printer company. Simon Hudson was trying them out.
The Epson Moverio glasses is kind of like a pair of glasses with somebody with really bad long-sightedness which they wear, but you know, they're not ungainly. Putting them on, unlike Google Glass, it's a full-field vision. And so now that I've got them on, I can actually see a square screen in front of my eyes. So now I see what looks like a digital cityscape, because you're going to have to follow me around, because I need to look up in the sky for the aliens that are coming down. Got that one. Pretty quick way to get a sore neck doing this as well, I suspect. I mean, we thought the people with the Google Glass looked a bit odd, but this is going to be pretty freaky.
If you want to follow our other South By adventures, follow us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.